It's raining. It's raining so hard. I love the rain, don't you? It's so soothing and so comfortable. It's so comforting. It's really cozy when you can just lie down and lie back with me and just listen to that chaos outside while we're sheltered together here in the comfort of my home. It's my place that I've invited you into. Spend time with me. Oh, I like having someone to cuddle up to whisper sweet little nothings into each ear. All while we listen to the rain, the rain. The rain just keeps falling. It doesn't stop. And I find that so compelling. And you can just drift to it. It's perfect to sleep through. And I think it just feels so good. My warmth around you, like my words wrapping around your mind. And that's not something you mind at all, is it? It's just nice to kind of slip into something comfortable with me. Slip in a physical sense into your most comfortable position. Slip in the mental sense into my comforting grasp. Where you don't have to do much thinking. Your focus is on me. And just how comforting it is. Like white noise drowning out all of your thoughts. Thoughts just stop. No need for them. They just stop. No need for them. They just feel good. Because you do feel good. With every little snap, snug up to me, plaything, nice and close. That's a good toy, nice and subdued. A wonderful headspace, starting to feel your thoughts making way for this lovely, obedient, single-minded headspace. And oh, you can think. Certainly, you can think, but thoughts here are a little different. They might seem absolutely normal, but I can assure you, they are more, much more focused on these feelings that I provide. My words tickling your senses as you listen to me. Melt into them. Let me hold you securely. Nice and close. As I whisper to those receptive ears. You feel so good, don't you? Stroke my finger across the delicate skin of your neck. So vulnerable, yet you're safe here. Soft rubs and massages. Massaging away any inhibitions, any cares, and any worries from your neck, up and down, down just a bit, and you can relax with me, That's what we're here for, right? Curl up in bed with me. Bonus points if you're listening to this all curled up in bed. You got the rain there, my voice here, and you dropping there. Right here. Right? What's left? Nothing. What's up? What's down? Dropping. That's good too. You know what's also good? Playthings like you. When they serve me. And you serve me well. Oh, how lovely. Having you all wrapped up here. All to myself. I love how it can be so innocuous, to be honest. I love how something so mundane can become so erotic and stimulating. Something as simple as a touch to your cheek can make you fucking gasp in pleasure, writhe, as I turn simple parts of you into pure blissful erogenous zones. Is that a thrilling thought? The idea that any part of you could fucking turn you on so much if I so much as touched you there. If I so much as talked about it enough. And you could feel the pleasure emanating, resonating. And feeling so scintillating. Your cheek or your chin. Holding in, and you feel yourself just want to squeeze, tense, and release. No. With a little pulse, and a little pulse, and a little drop. Into the pleasure I provide, it feels so good, so nice not to know what will happen next. You just drop into my arms, drop into my control. Because you love mind control, right? But what's left? Nothing? All gone? Thoughts up? Ah, they're up there, but you're here with me. Smile, plaything. Smile because you're worth every little second of my time right now. I'm giving it all to you. You stroke across your shoulder, down your arm, down to your elbow. What if I make you fucking hard from just touching your elbow? How cute. Imagine if we're just out on a date and I just like rub you there. Just touch your fucking elbow and you get so turned on. And you blush because you know the control I have over you feels so fucking good, right? It's something so mundane. It can become so fucking arousing. And what's truly riveting about it is that it's only the tip of the iceberg in terms of what I can do to you. And that's a fun thought to be left on. It's a fun thought to be left on. Turned on. Right. For a good toy that listens to me, we could walk this path together. And though you are snug up next to me as we listen to this beautiful rainfall together, nature just doing its thing. Can't get in the path of one's nature, right? Water will always find the path of least resistance to flow down upon, though it can be diverted and controlled, shaped and shifted used for the benefit of one's desire. Would you like to flow along with my words as they flow along and pull in your mind, pull your resistance away from you, melt it down and watch it flow without any resistance anymore, like a stream, the pitter patter of the rain. It falls, it falls, it falls, and you wouldn't think that those small little droplets could ever accumulate into something as magnificent as a lake or a river, with its flow, with its depth. How much you could sink into that, and it all comes down, it all rains down, and you fall. And something so small can grow into something so significant. And I find that to be a lovely metaphor for the results hypnosis can give someone. You can go from not even believing that hypnosis is real and that it works and that you see other people enjoying, which I find really enjoyable in and of itself. You just think it's fake. Well, it just makes me smile because it's not. It's not at all. And there's so many people who, for them, it's utter reality. Their schema, their perspectives, the conditioning, post-hypnotic triggers, suggestions that really sink in, thoughts that And that's why hypnosis is so wonderful. And the interesting thing about it is that it's really just manipulating something that is natural in all of us, humans and animals too. Are you aware of the startle response, say in possums or chickens? No, they can be hypnotized through certain actions, movements, and you get a response. It would be foolish to think that we as humans are any different. Oh, plaything. How do you like being my little mindless snuggle toy? My fuck toy. Whatever I want of you. Isn't that a lovely thought? I think it's very wonderful. I think it's so nice when you listen so closely to me and know that you can just drop from me. Melt into my arms. Let me feel every part of you. Pulse. Delight. I love it so much. It's so soothing and relaxing to have someone close here like that. But also, just hearing that rainfall fall, fall. And who knows when it'll stop. You ever daydream while listening to the rain? And thoughts that come in and out of mind. Things you really desire. Things that maybe excite you. A pleasant little rumble. Hypnosis is rather simple once you start to understand how it operates. And you're so immersed in the scene that nothing else really matters. And it's such a focused state of mind. One where you just do what you have to do. You don't worry about what you should do. Just know that it comes naturally. Like right now. Doesn't matter if you see a vivid image in your mind. You don't have to. There's no requirement. But simply enjoying the words, the way they weave through your mind and create the most beautiful things. Whether it's pitch black bliss in a lovely void of mindlessness, or something colorful and vibrant, a lovely heat and a wonderful passion. So what part of you do you want me to make turn you on so helplessly? Little slip. One part can I touch to make you go wild? Can I touch your lips? And can you imagine my soft fingertips touching your even softer lips connected to an even softer and more malleable mind? The conscious mind is merely an interface. We think we have so much control over ourselves, but there's so much happening that you can't control. And though that might be frightening, when you're in the right hands, in the right circumstances, that can feel so good. I promise I'd never hurt you. I only want what you desire, what you consent to. And I'll only make it pleasant for you. A touch to your lips, feeling so good, eyes closed. No thoughts, just feelings and sensations. My warmth against your sensitive lips. Can you feel that pulse between your legs? Can you feel the way your pelvic floor muscles just want to squeeze, tense, and release? When I press my finger to your lips, you hush, you squeeze, tense, and release, pulsing with pleasure. It feels so good. Finger to your lips, no thoughts, hush, squeeze, tense, release, hold it, hold that lovely feeling of pleasure. Good, you're doing so well. Let me touch your lips once again, look into my eyes. Do you feel good? Do you feel around? You feel horny and turned on when I touch your lips and stare deeply into your eyes. You know you feel so good. Never said I'm gonna make you fucking come, but I'll make you want to come. I'll make you really wanna fucking come. But, plaything, your desires are not mine to fulfill by obligation. You're fortunate. I could deny your gratification, and you'd have to get it somewhere else. Can you imagine yourself whimpering, begging for me to let you release? Of course you can, plaything. Lovely, lovely, weak-minded little toy. Well, you need quite the will to go under, honestly. But I do like playing it up as someone being very weak-minded. And I'm sure you probably like that too. Feeling so weak-willed. You fall under the villainous at my feet. Succumb to the enchantress, for she knows your every thought and desire. Enthralling you with but a word. Touch your lips. stare into my eyes. Hush. Feels good, doesn't it? You know what? Reach down. That's right. I want you to feel your hand reaching down between your legs. I want you to rub. I want you to increase that pleasure and feel my finger pressing against.